The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, you will know our next guest from our TV screens, but next month he's returning to where it all started at the Five Lamps Art Festival. Comedian, actor and writer Carl Spain. You're very welcome to
Thank
the Hard
Thank you very
Shoulder.
Much. Yes. Oh, yes, I'm a writer and an actor and all those
You
things.
Are all those things.
Just a silly clown on stage in front of people, yeah.
Tell us about the Five Lamps Arts Festival.
The Five Lamps Arts Festival, it's my first time doing it, but it's full circle for me because I actually went to Cluais na Cungála, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, which is just there. I went back to college off the dole, back when that was, you could do the scheme. You could
be on
the dole for 6 months. I can confess now, I was only on the dole 3 months. I moved to Dublin, signed on,
scammer.
Applied for the course, and doing the course was TV, radio, photography.
Oh, kind of production stuff.
Theatre module, and all the stuff we did kind of gave me the confidence to do comedy, because I'd wanted to do comedy from when I was 18 and I didn't start till I was 28. So I started that course when I was about 24, I think.
Was it kind of a false course back in the day?
The scheme, whatever call it that.
But really,
it was that kind of thing of getting people off. It was a way of doing the statistics.
Yeah.
So, oh, look, they're not on the dole.
Yeah.
They're in education. But you
were in education and because you and I, our paths have crossed before, but doing something that you loved.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was something I was definitely interested in. And I always thought I'd be behind the scenes somehow in radio, TV, something. It's very different, shy boy that grew up in Limerick, that the idea of even talking in a conversation with two people I barely know would have been anathema.
Isn't it true that there are lots of shy people who deep down inside are performers, though? Absolutely. It's locked in there.
The amount of times you'll see it, and it jumps out for me because I was that shy person, lead singers in rock bands, comedians, actors, and that actor who can't say boo to a goose and then gets on stage and who dares to put out the light. you can demand attention. And it's a different armor you wear on stage. It's a different person. And
there is a bit of a persona, isn't there?
You can do it for 20 minutes, an hour and a half, whatever.
You are someone who's put yourself right out there, though. I mean, back when I first remember coming across you was when you were on telly looking for a woman.
I did, 21 years ago.
Do you know?
That long ago.
Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah,
and it was a brave thing to do.
It happened because the people in RT had seen me do stand-up and said, we'd love to do something with you. And I was actually kind of working with Des Bishop on his work experience. I was doing support for when he was recording the stand-up, and I think I got one or two jokes into the Abracadabra. I'd worked in Abracadabra, so I got a couple of jokes in that I don't know if he used, or any stand-up that he used anyway. And the RT, but we'd love to do something with you. And when I did a TV, I went on from Cluais na Cungála to Cluais na Dúlaig, and one of the things we did was a documentary on dating in the 21st century and how it will have changed from the 20th century in Ireland, and you'd had matchmaking, all that. And I remember we were finishing up editing it. I said, we should have put somebody through this. We should have gone on newspaper ads. It was like
Ireland's own
agency, any of those. We should have just done it for the sake.
And does this predates all the Tinders and all, doesn't
all
it?
That,
yeah.
All that. That would have been, I would have been all over that. my problem always was, I'd see a girl, God, she's nice looking. I can't tell if she's gone out with someone. I can't tell if she likes me in any way. But if someone swipes right, I don't know which is the good way on Tinder. So right is good, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at two jokes here.
Yeah, whichever way it is good. That would be just enough. Like, I wouldn't think, all right, we're going out now. I'd be going, all right, she doesn't find me repulsive. And she's
I'm in there.
You know, we can meet and then see, do we find a connection?
Yeah, yeah,
but it's just that initial thing of walking across a room or a bar going, hello, ladies. You know, that was never me.
Also, never do that.
No, I would never do that.
Actually,
I was doing that for comedic effect.
Yeah.
And so, it was very funny.
Take us back to the Five Lamps Festival then. Is it it's a stand-up festival?
It's not a stand-up festival.
There's arts
music,
festival,
arts, all sorts in it. And I'm doing a show with Aideen McQueen, Sophia Wren, who's the two of them, absolutely fantastic. They do plays, shows, everything. And there's a new girl, I think her name is Stephanie L. I haven't met yet, but I've heard she's fantastic.
Brilliant.
So we're doing a comedy gig on the 14th of April.
I
think it's the 14th of April.
I do have the website is www.fivelampsarts.ie.
You don't need to read the www.
I know you don't. Why did I do that? It's like I sound like
www.
That would be the World Wide Web.
Did you? It was one of those things. We used to do lies before so I would have been in college when when these things would happen. I just make up a lie. I remember telling someone, the EastEnders website is great. It's .cotton.com. And you know it's a joke, but people would go,
I'll check it out.
Because there was the first ones I ever looked on, I don't know if it's still there, but men who look like KennyRogers.com, and it's just loads of men with grey hair and a white beard, and you think there's nothing in that, but it's you'd be there for ages.
I'd say you can't look away.
I'm straight out.
I haven't looked in it in a while, but it's kind of like, how do we keep getting these hits randomly?
I think Kenny Rogers is hot. I'm just going to put that out there. So I think I could be. This could be the website for me.
That could be a sign of how old you are. That's giving away your age.
He's considerably older than me.
Is he still alive?
I'm sure they use photographs of him when he was alive, though. They wouldn't be current.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, but Five Lamps has a kind of a big place in our family because my wife's grandfather, whenever he would give directions, it became a kind of a family joke. It always involved, no matter where you were going in Dublin, it always involved, at some point, veering left at the Five Lamps.
So you could be looking for Grafton Street.
It became this mythical place. Well, and then I saw the Five Lamps, it was like,
some spectacular, you know, Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like, because I'd heard about it before so someone's got, the Five Lamps, and I was like, is that a pub? I don't even know if there is a pub called Five Lamps as well.
Yeah, there is.
But I was like, is that a pub? No, but there's Five Lamps as well.
I did my GP training on North Strand, so I actually veered left.
You've got better stories than me.
I veered left. I veered left at the Five Lamps quite
many
a lot.
Times.
And I loved when they used to turn them blue when the Dubs were playing. They would put blue filters on the Five Lamps. Back to you, Carl. Back to you.
Well, speaking of the Dubs playing, what about Ireland playing? You managed to miss, because obviously we've got this huge game to look forward to on Thursday. You missed the Hungary game.
I was in Switzerland. Yeah, it's that thing about booking gigs well in advance, and when you dare to hope after the Portugal match, and then I'm going, God, could I just cancel that day and get across to Budapest? And then I couldn't even see it in the pub. I was in Basel in Switzerland trying to find...
There was no way of watching it.
Irish bars were there on the map. So I'd put in Irish pub, thinking they'll show it.
And there's one everywhere.
Yeah, the two I went to were closed down. So I was sitting in McDonald's looking at my phone and watching the score. And then when I went to 2-2, I'm going, oh God, how close can you get and still fail? And just see 90 plus for whatever it was. I'm just looking at the phone, I'm giving up. And then goal, and I don't even know... It said Hungary scored, Ireland scored, and I start crying. I'm nearly starting crying again. And it's 3-2, Paris. And I was just like, I'm bawling crying in McDonald's looking at my phone. I felt like I was a father who's not allowed to see his kid sitting in the McDonald's where I would have brought them, looking at photos on my phone. I was bawling crying. And I was like, oh my God, get yourself together. And I had to go to do a gig. And I walk into the gig and the first guy I meet, I was introduced, I can't remember his name now, but he was Vietnamese. And I was like, oh, hi, how are you doing? And he's like chatting away to me and I go, do you like football? And he goes, yeah. And I go, and I explain just Ireland beat Hungary. He goes, well, my parents are Vietnamese. I was born in Hungary. I was watching the match and he was upset.
So he was on the other side. Yeah.
So he was crying too.
Well, he was upset, yeah. And I was then on stage and there was Hungarians in the audience going, oh no, he's Irish. So it was a weird day. But yeah, it was full tears of joy.
I also wept like a baby when I was watching it. But
how many times did you watch back that final goal?
Oh, it 4,051.
Have you not seen his tattoo?
So are you going to be on stage or will you get to see?
I think I could be on going on stage towards the end of the match, which is. Oh, it's going to be horrible,
hopefully it would be 3-0 up at that stage.
That's the only thing, and I'm also going to be in Austria when the home match, if we if we get to Denmark.
When we get
When I'm
you know, this makes you just sound like a total jet setter. That's what this, well, this it, yeah, is. Is that the point
that's
of the
story? That's the only reason to do. Yeah. There must be a reason to be in Ireland. I'll be in Luxembourg. Yeah, that's how exotic my life
is. I'm wondering, because if you were in an Irish bar when we went like 3-2 up, I would imagine you'd order a pint. Did you like have an extra a burger or so? Did you do something?
I wasn't even eating. I was having a coffee and a water.
And that's using their Wi-Fi.
And that was the free Wi-Fi.
Oh, anyway. But in general, obviously you're at the Five Lamps, but in general, other stuff coming up, Carl, are you, if people want to check you out, what are you up to? Tell us.
Well, there's going to be the festival. I did two tours back to back. Sounds like Vietnam again now. I did two shows, kind of toured back to back, and they were 90 minute shows. So I wrote a lot of jokes. So I've kind of taken this year. It says I'll tour again next year. But if people could find me on Instagram, Carl Spain Comedian on Instagram, you'll find me, or you'll see me in the Five Lamps. There's loads of clips up there of the last two shows.
April 14th, Ainslie House, North Strand Road, I think.
Ainslie House,
good to
know. I
didn't
know that.
Comedy showcases.
And once more, it is
Ireland.
The
World Cup match will be brought forward, and we'll be playing, you know, Iran in a playoff again.
And it is at all the W's, fivelampsarts.ie.
Thank you so much, Carl.
It's a pleasure.
To see you again.
Yeah, mind yourself.
Carl Spain, thanks a million.
Cheers, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.